It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, going over news, injuries, anything noteworthy to help you get your lineups ready. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be on the given platform you listen to podcasts. It can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, it's on Spotify, TuneIn. It's literally all over the place wherever you may be listening to podcasts. You can download it right from this page if you're listening to it on NumberFire, and follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. We have 7 games on the slate tonight, and it actually starts at 7:30, not 7 p.m. tonight, so just take note of that. It's certainly shaping up to be a very high-scoring slate. We have every game coming in with an over-under sitting at 231 points or higher, so definitely expecting plenty of scoring here, which is great for fantasy. We want to see high-scoring, close games. Starting off with point guard, you know, at the top, we have Kyrie Irving coming in as the most expensive option. He's $9,900, and we have the Celtics on a 4-game losing streak, and you could say this is the time for them to truly turn that around going up against the Wizards, who are one of the weaker defensive teams in the league. So certainly like Irving, we know he comes in with the usage rate sitting over 30%, it's kind of tough to pass on a player, you know, that has a usage rate as high as he does. I'm not going to say in a must-win situation, but when he's producing 1.36 fantasy points per minute this season, it's really tough to pass on that kind of production at an affordable price. I mean, it's $9,900. He's not $12,000. It's certainly a price tag we can get to. If you want to drop down, you know, about a tier or so, you know, De'Aaron Fox has been so consistent for the Kings this year. He's $8,000 tonight going up against the Clippers in a game that has the highest over-under sitting at 240 points. He has just been so productive, you know, this side of the All-Star break, before the All-Star break. It really doesn't matter. 39, 34, 43, and 43 fantasy points in the 4 games after the break. All of those games are above 1 fantasy point per minute. Absolutely fantastic production. He might see a bump in usage due to some injuries. We'll get to that in a bit. The matchup for him is very solid going up against the Clippers. Should not be afraid of the defense. They're giving up 46 FanDuel points per game to point guards, and with a 240-point over-under, very, very fantasy-friendly environment. Should be a good one to, you know, watch from a fan perspective, and especially if you have some, you know, players in that game. If you want to continue to drop down, you'll potentially take a bit of savings. Elfrid Payton for the Pelicans. Again, another player who is just playing really solid minutes. Obviously, you know, missed a ton of time due to an injury, but he is back playing in full 28 minutes or more in 4 straight games. He's posted in that, all right, so in that 28-minute game, he posted 27.4 FanDuel points. We're right at 1 fantasy point per minute. The other 3 games are all above 1 fantasy point per minute. So I want to say it's 4 straight games of 1 fantasy point per minute production or higher. 27.4 in 28 minutes is good enough. He's 6,400 tonight going up against the Suns. You know, this game, again, has a very high over-under. This is the theme of the night, 237 points here. You know, hopefully we're going to see his minutes and his usage again creep up a bit more, specifically the usage with Anthony Davis on, you know, a minutes restriction or a minutes limit, whatever they're going to have him on for the rest of the season. So certainly a player, you know, it's very affordable tonight, $6,400. You can kind of put him in any lineup, and you should be good to go. The one real injury news or note that we have at point guard is Spencer Dinwiddie for the Brooklyn Nets. He is set to return tomorrow night. He has missed quite a bit of time due to this thumb injury he had, the ligament surgery, whatever it may be. He's coming back Friday, going up against the Hornets. We don't have the news as of now if he's going to be on, you know, his minutes are going to be monitored or limited or whatever they're going to say. But he's $6,300. He's probably a GPP option only, or only a GPP option. There's no way you can play him in cash games if we know his minutes aren't going to be locked in. And then someone, you know, in this lower-ish tier at $5,900 is Pat Beverly for the Clippers. He's, you know, a player that really is never super flashy and doesn't go out there, you know, drop 20, 30 real points, but he really fills up the stat sheet and gets it done in basically every other area. And if you look at a game, You know, if we look back at this game on the 22nd against Memphis, you know, playing 31 minutes, he scored 7 real points, but was able to come away with 31 fantasy points, you know, just through the fact that he's got 10 rebounds and 3 assists and 2 blocks and 2 steals, and that's kind of always been his thing where he's going to go out there, produce fantasy points that isn't necessarily going to come from, you know, pure scoring or raw points on a given slate. He's going to, you know, potentially get to a double-double like he did in his most recent game against Utah, you know, putting up 12 points and 10 rebounds, which is awesome because he's $5,900, reaching 1 fantasy point per minute, and it doesn't have to be, you know, through the raw points, which I absolutely love. So again, going up against the Kings in an over-under game, you know, set at 240, we should see him, you know, hopefully reach 1 fantasy point per minute yet again. Moving on to shooting guard, the injury news we have here is that Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns is listed as questionable for this game. You know, he is certainly one of the driving factors in the offense, and if he doesn't start, we're going to see, you know, a lot of minutes and, you know, a lot of usage go elsewhere within the offense. You know, someone like Troy Daniels on, you know, Phoenix is obviously playing, you know, very sporadic minutes is the best way to put it as of late. But he's $3,600, and, you know, if he's going to be seeing some rotational minutes, you know, it's not the worst play in the world to have him as maybe a GPP dart throw, because again, if he busts out of your lineup, that low score will be dropped this year. If you're looking to spend up at shooting guard, I mean, it's tough to overlook D'Angelo Russell for the Brooklyn Nets. He has been on fire as of late, you know, specifically in this matchup for the fact that he's going right up against the Hornets, who he played 3 games ago, dropping 56 fantasy points, 40 real points in 35 minutes. Brooklyn is at home tonight. They come in as a 3.5-point favorite. This game has an over-under sitting at 228 points, so another close, high-scoring game, which should have plenty of fantasy value. His production right now, like, simply can't be matched almost at a point-per-dollar basis. Really, really do like him. We have the Booker injury news, as I mentioned. It could open up usage maybe at other positions, which we'll get to. If you want to drop down kind of in this mid-tier, you know, Chris Middleton for the Bucks is a player I think goes overlooked on a lot of slates. You know, you talk about Milwaukee, and obviously everyone goes to Antetokounmpo first, saying, oh, I want a 50-point floor. But, you know, Chris Middleton at 7,200 is so consistent, so productive, and tonight has a fantastic matchup going up against the Lakers, who are giving up 43 FanDuel points per game to shooting guards, which is second worst in the league. So we have Middleton, you know, out here scoring 40, 29, 39, 34 fantasy points in his 4 games this side of the All-Star break, which is so, so solid. He has a double-double in one of those games. And, you know, he's really filling up the stat sheet when it comes to rebounds and assists. 6-7, 4-3, 7-3, and then the double-double game where he had 13-4. You know, going up against the Lakers, we know that their defense has been struggling. We have a 236-point over-under here. This is nothing to shy away from. And I think he's cash game viable tonight due to the soft matchup and the high over-under. You know, someone that is really, really cheap tonight and has a really favorable matchup is Wayne Selden for the Chicago Bulls. They are facing off against the Atlanta Hawks tonight. We know Atlanta does not like to play defense this year. That is fine. We want to be attacking Atlanta really any single slate that, you know, that they're there. We have the Hawks coming in giving up 45 FanDuel points per game to shooting guards, which is dead last in the league. Selden, for his price at $3,800, has produced 19 fantasy points or more in 3 straight games. Yes, we have 2 of these games under 1 fantasy point per minute, but at $3,800, he is not a, you know, roster construction risk because, again, his low score could be dropped, and he's still producing 22 points, 21 points in 2 straight games. And he's also not getting it done necessarily through the pure scoring or through raw points, which is awesome because he can fill up the rest of the stat sheet if he somehow manages to find his way into 10 real points. That's kind of a bonus at $3,800. So we're working with a wide range of options at shooting guard. You know, you can pay up for Russell. You can pay up for Drew Holiday. Absolutely. You could drop into this mid-tier and take someone like Chris Middleton. You could take someone like Lou Williams. And if you really want to drop down and take the savings, I kind of really like Wayne Selden tonight. So it is a really good position tonight. Sometimes we don't necessarily get that with shooting guard when we have Harden, and it's, you know, it's pay up for Harden, or you're dropping down and taking some savings. So shooting guard is actually looking very solid tonight. On to small forward, where we have three expensive options to be paying up for, potentially LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Kawhi Leonard are all on the slate. And, you know, LeBron coming in at 12.4, the most expensive player of any position on tonight's slate, is going to be the same thing LeBron has really always been, or has been over the past few seasons. He's going to go out there, you know, double-double almost every single night, potential for a triple-double every single night. He has a 50-point floor. He's going to be playing a ton of minutes. We know what we're getting from LeBron. He's a known quantity. We don't really have to go, you know, too much in depth on that. For me on tonight's slate, I think, you know, that going with a balanced roster construction is something I'm kind of in favor of tonight. And I think someone that falls, you know, in that range is Kelly Oubre for the Phoenix Suns. He comes in at $7,300, you know, isn't going to break the bank tonight, and comes in with a favorable matchup going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. This is a spot we can be attacking. The Pelicans come in giving up 43 FanDuel points per game, which is second most in the league. We have Oubre coming in, you know, playing a ton of minutes, 25, 35, and 40 minutes in the three games this side of the break, and is a player that could potentially be benefiting if Devin Booker is out. In these games, we have these three games since the break, we have Oubre producing over one fantasy point per minute in two of the three games. So we're in a spot where we have at least some consistent production, which should be on, you know, the rise should Devin Booker be ruled out for this game. At a $7,300 price tag in a game that has an over-under sitting at 237 points, he makes a very good option tonight against a weak, weak Pelicans defense. Dropping down, you know, half a tier or so, we have Nick Batum coming in at $6,100. He has been, like, sneaky or surprisingly, whatever you want to call it, consistent since the All-Star break. You know, as always, playing a ton of minutes, as a lot of those Hornets guys really do, producing 36 fantasy points or more in three of these four games, scoring in double-digit real points in all four of these games. The matchup for him going up against Brooklyn is going to be an easier one. We have a high over-under here, and at $6,100, another player that can go out there and easily score 30 points and helps you, you know, build a nice balanced lineup. I like him tonight, and for his price at $6,100, he makes a nice tournament option because we have the Nets only favored by 3.5 points, so hopefully, you know, this is a bit of a shootout, and we are, you know, seeing a close, high-scoring game, which is always good for fantasy production. If you want to drop down a bit more at small forward, we run into a tier which never truly excites me, but we do have some good value on some of these players. Someone like Kenrich Williams for the Pelicans has been consistent. He's $5,200. He's playing the minutes. The production has dipped a little bit since Anthony Davis is being worked back into the lineup, but at $5,200 going up against a bad Phoenix Suns defense, and a high over-under game at, you know, 237 points. Again, this is the theme of the day, high over-under games. You know, Williams at 5,200 makes a nice tournament option, not for cash games, but we're hoping for a shootout in that game, and potentially a spot we might want to game stack. Joe Harris is another guy I'm decently, I would say, lukewarm on almost any single slate because he has 3-point upside, which gives you some really nice potential in GPPs if he's able to get that three ball going. $4,900 we know doesn't really break the bank at all and can fit into really any GPP lineup. On to power forward now, where the injury news we have to pay attention to is Marvin Bagley for the Sacramento Kings. He was injured the other night against the Milwaukee Bucks, and he is set to miss a week or two with this knee injury. And when he was injured in that game, we saw Harry Giles come in off the bench, play 17 minutes, and was able to produce 30.4 FanDuel points, which is obviously very impressive. A small sample size, but still good production. At $4,800 tonight, Harry Giles is set to be very, very popular due to the fact that he's up against the Clippers, who are giving up the third most fantasy points per game two power forwards this season, combined with the fact that this game has the over-under, the highest one on the slate, sitting at 240. So $4,800 likely or hopefully going to be getting the starting role really sets up to be one of the chalkiest plays of the night. On the other side of that game, we have Montrezl Harrell for the Los Angeles Clippers, another player who is simply producing fantastic fantasy numbers this year and really is, has an affordable price tag at $6,900. He's out there every single night playing a ton of minutes, really getting it done regardless of matchup. He's producing 1.33 fantasy points per minute this season and is also in a good matchup in terms of DVP since the Kings are giving up the fourth most fantasy points to power forwards this season at 48 FanDuel points per game. So, again, high over-under for these two players, Harrell and Giles going head-to-head. Both affordable prices, obviously Giles the cheaper option at 48, and they should both be good for cash games. Other options you might potentially want to look at power forward, you know, we have to talk about Anthony Davis still. You know, $7,600 is the cheapest, you know, we're ever going to truly see him, or it's within this range of prices. He's playing what seems to be hard-capped 20 minutes per night. He played 20 minutes against the Lakers. He played 20 minutes against Philly. He played 19 against Indiana. In his most recent game against the Lakers, he still went out there and produced over one fantasy point per minute, 31 fantasy points in those 20 minutes. If we're going to be seeing this same routine from him, 20 minutes, able to produce, you know, 1.5-ish fantasy points per minute, you know, he's a GPP option only, right? We can't be paying that price for a guy who is going to be pulled out of the game, essentially. But the encouraging, you know, upside from him comes from the fact that he put up 42 points against Philadelphia in those 20 minutes. So if he happens to have an up game against, you know, the Suns and puts up 40 points again in those 20 minutes, obviously that's amazing production at $7,600. A truly cheap option you can look at tonight is Jamichael Green for the Los Angeles Clippers. He's $3,800 tonight. As I mentioned, this game against the Kings has a very high over-under. You know, he plays off the bench. He has limited minutes that are still good, 21, 16, 22, and 17 in the four games this side of the All-Star break. But he's been very productive in three of these four games. The most recent one against Utah, he put up 16 fantasy points in 21 minutes. But every other game, the three out of these four, are at one fantasy point per minute or higher. You know, 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 steals for a total of 28 fantasy points against Dallas. He played Denver the day before that on the 24th, playing 22 minutes, 13 points, 9 rebounds in 22 minutes is really strong for a total of 25 fantasy points. So he's getting it done with his limited role off the bench, which at $3,800, again, we have a guy who's, you know, creeping towards 30 points, is truly, truly impressive. And, you know, a guy you might want to take a shot on in GPPs because he's cheap. You know, he helps out with the salary relief, you know, in terms of trying to roster Kyrie Irving, trying to roster LeBron and D'Angelo Russell, jam these guys into the same lineup. He really, really helps with that tonight. So power forwards looking to be a pretty solid position tonight with, you know, Harry Giles set to be the chalk cheap option, you know, and then pair him off with really whoever you want. You can go with Harrell, who he's going head-to-head with. You can, you know, drop down and take the savings, you know, on a guy like Jamichael Green. You can take a GPP risk on Anthony Davis. You can spend up for Julius Randle, who will be seeing, obviously, the runoff usage because Davis is not on the court, or you could go and spend all the way up for Lauri Markkanen on the Bulls, who is, you know, going out here and producing a double-double every single night. Just absolutely amazing production from him and someone you kind of want to have a little bit of exposure to on every single slate. Moving on to center, which is a bit different than we normally see for an NBA slate, considering Yusuf Nurkic comes in as the most expensive option at only $8,000. We normally have players that are up there at $9,000, $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 sometimes, and that's not the case tonight. So we should be looking to go into this mid-tier. You know, someone specifically like DeAndre Ayton could be very popular tonight because we have Devin Booker listed as questionable for tonight's game. And when Booker is off the court this season, Ayton sees an increase in usage at about 3%. He's only $7,600 tonight going up against the Pelicans, who are giving up 46 FanDuel points per game to centers. And in a game, again, that has an over-under sitting at 237 points, Ayton is a player that could be very, very popular. Also right next to him in terms of pricing is Al Horford at $7,700. And I said that the Celtics are in a, I don't want to say dire situation because that's not the case, but they've lost four straight, right? They need to pick up a win. They're at home going up against the Wizards. Like, this is a winnable game for them. They come in, you know, as 9.5-point home favorites. Like, this is a game they should be winning. And sometimes, in these spots. Everyone's focused on, you know, paying up for Kyrie Irving, which I think is a great option, you know, specifically for cash games. But, you know, for Horford and GPP, sometimes he comes out there and has these, I'm going to say, somewhat random 45, 50-point fantasy games where he's able, you know, to put up a double-double as he's done in two of his last five games. You know, right before the All-Star break, he was really, really hot, you know, putting up 51 and 48 fantasy points in the final two games. And then in the first game, this side of the All-Star break, he was able to put up 63 fantasy points. We know he's going to be out there playing minutes. You know, $7,700 is, you know, a very reasonable price tag on tonight's slate. And I really do like him in GPPs for this potential upside. You know, he's not going up against a team that we should be afraid of defensively at all. That is the Washington Wizards. They are giving up 57 FanDuel points per game to centers. So a spot we can, you know, 100% attack on tonight's slate. Right below, you know, Horford and Ayton in terms of pricing, we have Brook Lopez at $6,200. And, you know, for a while, I wasn't on board with him this season. You know, he's taking threes. Is it sustainable? But he's out here putting up fantasy points. And in a plus matchup for him, he's going against the Lakers, who are giving up 59 fantasy points per game to centers this season, which is the fourth worst on the slate. He's playing a ton of minutes, as we would expect, and he's scoring, you know, a ton of fantasy points in these games, 35, 37, 42 fantasy points in his most recent three games. Really love the production out of him recently, and at $6,200, you really can't go wrong. If you truly want to drop down, you know, there are a few options you can be looking at. Dwayne Dedmon for Atlanta at $5,600 is very affordable. There's no reason to, you know, kind of shy away from him. You know, Willie Cauley-Stein is a guy that has been producing numbers as of late, but, you know, we have to pay attention to what might happen to his usage at a very affordable $5,500 price tag. What might happen to his usage with Marvin Bagley now out for, you know, a week or two with this knee injury? So we have seen his minutes fluctuate for Willie Cauley-Stein, you know, 32, 12, 29, 27, 21. It's kind of in a weird range, and his production is following suit where he's, you know, 24 down at 4 points in that 12-minute game, you know, back up to 29, 34, 39, 28. Like, he's kind of all over the place. And if Bagley's going to be out and the usage is going to flow elsewhere, it should go to De'Aaron Fox, as I said up at the top, but some of it also could go to Willie Cauley-Stein, so we should be considering him in GPPs. All right, so that does it for this episode of the Daily ISO. Remember, you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud. It's all over the place. You can find it by searching Number Fire Daily Fantasy Podcast. We'll be back Monday breaking down the slates every day next week. You can follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. And until next time, good luck in your contests.